Euradio présente European Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Hello everyone. Today in Europe in a Soundbite, we will focus on indentured servitude in European colonies in the 19th century.
What is indentured servitude?
In the 19th century, indentured servitude or coolie trade was a system of work considered free, which allowed Europeans, mainly English, French, Portuguese and Dutch, to bring in their colonies of foreign workers by having them sign a contract of engagement. Indeed, the gradual abolition of the slave trade and slavery in the European colonies led the authorities to use foreign workers to meet the needs of the colonial economy. Thus, through the system of indentured servitude, several million workers emigrated to the European colonies of America, the Pacific, and the Indian Ocean.
But where did these workers come from, and why did they leave their country?
These workers, mostly men, came mainly from Asia and Africa. The majority of those engaged to the British and French colonies are of Indian origin. These new flows of engaged labour were dictated by the colonial expansion of Europe, but also by difficult socio-economic conditions in the countries of origin of those engaged, which acted as powerful starting factors. It was most often misery that drove these men, in search of a better life, to engage.
Indentured servitude is often compared to a new slave trade and/or a new form of slavery. Is that the case?
It is indeed a recurring and delicate question. This varies according to the origin of the recruits. Some were not always aware of what awaited them. Indian workers were recruited from among a population of free men, and this migratory phenomenon, regulated and supervised, in particular in the framework of conventions, seems to differentiate from trafficking. Conversely, African involvement in the Indian Ocean was a real disguised trade. The so-called labourers on the eastern coast of Africa were captives sold to the European traders. Once in the host colony, the indentured were devoted to an existence of servitude, which in some respects brings them closer to the status of slaves. However, they were all legally free, and the meagre wages they received distinguishes them from slaves.
And what happened to these workers? Do they go home at the end of their contract?
Many of these workers were ultimately not repatriated to their country of origin as foreseen in their contract and settled in the colony at the end of their engagement. For more than a century, these transfers of engaged workers had a very important impact on the economic development of colonial societies. More broadly, these migrations contributed to the settlement and the identity and cultural construction of these societies. Faced with the difficulties of recruitment, the immigration of engaged workers gradually died in the eve of the First World War to disappear completely in the middle of the 20th century.
Today, Europe in a Soundbite was designed by Virginie Chailloux-Atrousse from her own note on engagement in the European colonies in the 19th century, translated by Zoe Barnes and interpreted by Verity Crane. Find us on www.ehne.fr.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.